This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Google released demographic data for its employees a month or so ago, maybe a little more, actually. But to absolutely nobody's surprise, the company is very white and very male. On the other hand, though, Google does have something a lot of companies don't, diversity-wise: three women on its 10-member board of directors. Research is pretty clear that board diversity does actually make a difference to bottom lines. What's less clear is why most companies aren't in any rush to change the status quo. One recent study showed parity in the boardroom will arrive by the year 2042. Ashley Miltite has our story.
For the last few years, Mali Jero has been keeping tabs on how many female board members companies have. Jero is co-founder of the nonprofit 2020 Women on Boards. She says some top companies have women in 20% or more of board seats, but most are way below that number.
Those are the companies that are truly relying on their network, and most of the male CEOs know men like themselves, and those are the people they rely on.
And that's how the cycle of men on boards continues. It's a cycle large investment funds like CalPERS are trying to break. Anne Simpson is senior portfolio manager at CalPERS, California's employee pension fund. This spring, it worked to bring a shareholder resolution against Urban Outfitters. CalPERS pressed the fashion retailer to put more women and minorities in its boardroom. Urban Outfitters' main market? Young women.
And until last year, this was a company which had an all-male board, mostly over 60 years old. And for ours, this really isn't a board which has got the range of diverse experience and talent to really secure the company for the long term.
Last year, after a previous shareholder resolution, Urban Outfitters agreed to put a woman on its board. Simpson says initially, fund managers were delighted.
However, on further examination, we realised that the person that they'd found was conveniently the wife of the chief executive.
The company, she says, made no effort to look further afield. Technology executive Heidi Roizen is trying to encourage companies to do just that. Whenever she hears a CEO say he can't find any good women, she whips out her list of qualified candidates.
I joke about, you know, having binders of women. I have more binders of women than Mitt Romney.
Roizen is a partner at Silicon Valley venture capital firm DFJ. She served on more than 30 boards during the last two decades, and it can be a little lonely.
You know, if I think about the boards I'm currently on, TiVo, I'm the only woman. Eventful, there's another woman, Esther Dyson. Share This, I'm the only woman. X Time, I'm the only woman.
It's not surprising she sits on so many corporate boards. A recent study found women and minorities are far likelier than white men to be on lots of boards at once. Anne Simpson of CalPERS says that's because companies are still nervous about working with lesser-known candidates. They stick with women they know are good. CalPERS wants companies to limit the time board members can spend on the job.
Because if we don't start creating opportunities for new people to come in, then we won't achieve diversity, certainly not in my lifetime.
As for CalPERS' effort to get Urban Outfitters to put more women and minorities on the board, it failed. Most shareholders voted no. Mali Jero says shareholders worry about rocking the boat, but she says there's another reason things don't change: apathy.
Most stockholders don't even vote their proxies. In fact, they don't even open those envelopes to look at the board composition or to see what resolutions are up and need voting on.
Jero says if you care about who is making the decisions at companies you have a stake in, first step, open that envelope. Then vote. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.